We're back and ready to tackle that big question.
Right.
Is emotional intelligence something you're born with, or can you actually develop those EQ muscles
Right.
over time? Because
Yeah.
let's be honest, it can feel a bit daunting if
know.
you don't naturally see yourself as a people person.
Well, the good news is that while some people may have a natural inclination towards certain aspects of EQ, it's absolutely a skill set that you can cultivate and strengthen over time.
Okay, so it's not about being born with some magical EQ gene.
No, it's not about that.
Okay, phew. That's a relief.
Yeah.
But where do you even begin?
Right.
What are some practical steps that somebody can take to boost their EQ, even if they feel like they're starting from scratch?
Well, the journey to greater EQ begins with self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
It's about taking a good look in the mirror, so to speak, and understanding your own emotional landscape.
Okay.
So what are your strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah.
How do you typically react in different situations, especially under pressure?
Right.
What are those, like, knee-jerk reactions you wish you could control better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those moments when you're acting impulsively or letting your emotions get the best of you.
Yeah, those oops moments.
Yeah.
Wait. All have them.
Yeah, like, why did I do that?
Exactly. But the key is to turn those into valuable learning opportunities.
Oh, okay.
So by reflecting on your experiences, both positive and negative, you can identify patterns in your behavior and start to develop strategies for handling those similar situations more skillfully.
Yeah, okay.
In the future, it's like creating a playbook.
I like that.
For your emotional responses.
So being your own emotional coach, analyzing those oops moments and coming up with a game plan for the next time you face a similar challenge.
Exactly.
But sometimes it's hard to see ourselves objectively.
Very true. And that's where it can be really helpful to get feedback from others.
Oh, okay.
Don't be afraid to ask trusted colleagues or mentors for their honest observations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On how you handle yourself in different situations.
Yeah.
They might notice things that you don't.
Yeah, because sometimes we need that outside perspective to help us see those blind spots.
Exactly. And once you have a better grasp of your own emotional landscape, you can start working on strengthening those areas where you feel like you need improvement.
Okay.
You know, if you struggle with managing stress, you could explore mindfulness techniques or find healthy outlets for channeling your emotions.
Okay.
Like exercise.
Right.
Creative pursuits.
And if somebody has difficulty empathizing with others, they could try practicing active listening, really focusing on understanding the other person's point of view and putting themselves in their shoes.
Exactly.
So it sounds like developing EQ is a journey, not a destination.
Absolutely.
It's an ongoing process of self-discovery and growth.
You nailed it. And while the journey may require effort, the rewards are well worth it.
Yeah.
Stronger relationships, more effective communication, greater success in both your personal and professional life. Those are just some of the benefits that you can reap from investing in your EQ.
Those are some pretty compelling benefits.
They are.
But let's connect this back to the world of business and finance.
Okay.
How can professionals actually use EQ to their advantage in such a competitive and often stressful environment?
Well, think about all the skills that we've been discussing.
Okay.
Self-awareness, empathy, effective communication, collaboration.
Yeah.
These are all essential for building trust, resolving conflicts, fostering a really positive and productive work environment.
Right.
And that's true across industries.
Okay.
Not just finance.
So it's not just about being nice or avoiding conflict.
No.
It's about being strategic.
Yes.
And using your understanding of human behavior to achieve better outcomes.
Exactly. A leader with high EQ can inspire and motivate their team.
Right.
Create a culture of collaboration where everybody feels heard and valued.
Yeah.
And navigate those tough conversations with grace and diplomacy.
And a financial advisor with strong EQ.
Yes.
Can build deeper, more trusting relationships with clients, truly understand their needs and fears, and provide guidance that's not just financially sound, but also aligned with their clients' best interests and long-term well-being.
Exactly. It's about going beyond just the numbers and recognizing that every interaction involves human emotions and motivations.
You've summed it up perfectly.
Thank you.
It seems Economy is onto something with their emphasis on economy with EQ.
They are.
It's not just a catchy slogan. It's a philosophy that has the potential to transform the way we do business, making it more human-centered, sustainable, and ultimately more successful.
More successful.
For everybody involved.
For everyone.
It really makes you wonder, What if more businesses adopted this approach?
Right.
What if EQ became a core value in the business world?
That would be amazing.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It is. It all starts with individual awareness and a commitment to growth.
Right.
The more we understand and embrace the power of emotional intelligence,
yeah,
the more we can collectively create a much more positive and fulfilling business environment.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Equanimee, what's that one key takeaway you hope our listeners will remember? What's that aha moment that you want them to walk away with?
I hope our listeners remember that emotional intelligence is not some elusive trait that's reserved for a select few.
Okay.
It's a set of skills that anyone can learn,
oh,
practice, and develop over time. It's about taking that first step towards self-awareness, being open to feedback, and committing to continuous growth.
And by investing in your EQ, you're not just investing in yourself.
That's right.
You're investing in the success of your relationships, your career, your overall well-being.
Exactly.
Who knows, you might even inspire others to embrace the power of Equanimee with EQ.
Yes.
And create a ripple effect of positive change.
That's a beautiful thought.
It is. Change really does start with each of us.
It does.
So to all our listeners out there, as you go about your day, we encourage you to consider how you can apply these principles of EQ in your own interactions, both personally and professionally.
Absolutely.
How can you listen more attentively, communicate more effectively, and build stronger, more meaningful relationships?
Yeah.
How can you bring a little more EQ into your world?
Such a great question.
It's a question worth pondering.
It is. And we're confident that as more of us embrace the principles of emotional intelligence, the future of business and finance will be brighter, more collaborative, and more fulfilling for everyone.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of Equanimee.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.